Hey everybody, I would like to share with you a couple different verses here. It's June 23rd, and I want to spend a little bit of time in John 8 and Galatians 5 because they are really about the same thing. Jesus in John chapter 8, Jesus says verses 34 through 36. He says, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." So I would like to take you over to Galatians chapter 5. And it is the same thing here. It says the same thing. This is Paul speaking, though, instead of Jesus. It says, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." So what it is saying here in these two passages is that when we sin, we are slaves to sin. That sin, in essence, masters over us. But when we give our life to Christ, He is to be our new master. So we are to be under submission to Jesus Christ because it's for freedom that Christ has set us free. So though we're under Christ, He gives us freedom, freedom from sin, so that the sin cannot bind us anymore and hold us down. So let me ask you this. Are you tempted to be burdened by a yoke of slavery? Are you tempted to fall into, or do you struggle with falling into old sins that keep you from moving forward in your faith? Think about those things that you used to be. Think about those ways that you used to be before you had a relationship with Jesus. Is there anything that you've held on to? And we talk about this a lot because I think it's important that we're constantly looking and evaluating where we're at. Are there places in your life that you are still a slave or a hostage to sin? And just let me remind you today that if the Son, as it said in John 8, if the Son has set you free, you are free indeed. But listen, Jesus can open up the door of the jail and you still have to make the decision to walk out to experience freedom. So is there sin in your life that you need to walk out from and experience the freedom that comes from not being under the yoke of that sin? Let's pray. Lord, we all have sin. We all have areas that we fall short. But you make it so clear in your word that if the Son has set us free, we are free indeed. And the only thing that can keep us chained down is sin. You have forgiven us for every sin, but Lord, when we fall back into the same sin over and over again, we are held down from becoming all that we could be in our relationship with you. Our witness suffers, our fellowship with you suffers when we have unconfessed or even a step further, unrepentant sin that we turn from. Lord, we know that you're not up there wanting to beat us down, but your Holy Spirit is our advocate and reminder that there is sin in our life that we need to address. So Lord, as we walk into this day, Lord, may you just remind us of those sins in our lives that we tend to ignore or not see or excuse. And Lord, we don't want to be a slave anymore. We want to experience the freedom that comes from Christ. There's no feeling like feeling that you have released us from sin. Thank you for your forgiveness, Lord, that you constantly show us. Thank you, Lord, that you pick us up and dust us off time time and time again. Lord, for those repetitive, habitual sins that we keep falling into, Lord, would you help us get a handle on those so that our fellowship with you isn't broken, so that there's not a wall between us because of our guilt. Thank you for taking our guilt to the cross. But Father, we've got to let go of it as well. We've got to let go of the sin. Thank you, our loving, forgiving, wonderful God, for giving us freedom. Amen.